Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto. Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
So we got into this conversation last week, and we asked you guys, if you work with a whole bunch of other women, is what we're seeing on The Apprentice really a pretty good snapshot of what it's like with women working with other women? And I think most called up and said, yeah, you know what? It's pretty good.
This is a,
yeah, it's pretty accurate. And then we had one woman call up and say that, you know what? This is the reason why she doesn't work with other women, and she has no women friends. And that just drove Melissa crazy.
Well, I just feel like it sends up, a red flag in my mind if a woman says that, because I don't know. If a woman has to make the statement that she's only friends with guys because she just doesn't like women as friends, I don't know. That says something to me more about her than anything.
These are the women that I want to talk to. If you're a woman that just doesn't have any other women friends, you refuse to for whatever reason, I want to know what those reasons are. Because this to me is only interesting because it's something that you would never ever hear a guy say.
Right. I'm only friends with women.
Right. Just would not happen.
Right.
But what specifically happens in these relationships between women that you've just decided, forget it, you know, I'm not doing this anymore? Hey, Marie, you're on all the hits, Q100. Hey.
Hey, I'm not going to say that I don't like women. It's a lot of their ways I don't like. Friendship to me is a big word, and I'm your friend to the end like a Chucky doll. But most of the women I run into, they're weak women, and I can't stand a weak woman. You know what I'm saying?
Are they really weak women, or one of Melissa's big pet peeves, and there are a lot of them.
Stop doing that.
Is that when women put on the face of the passive woman when they're around other men, and that just absolutely drives her crazy.
I cannot stand that. I mean, if I don't like you, you know it, and I have a valid reason not to like you, but I have a lot, I have a lot of associates. I deal with women, but it's you know, from a distance, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had friends that I thought were friends that mess with married guys. I'm not with that. They say birds of a feather flock together, and I can't flock with you like that, so I've had to let a lot of friendships go because of, you know, certain instances. And, I mean, we're still associates. I mean, I do anything for them. But as far as going out with them and hanging with them, I can't do it. Can't do it. Catty. Very catty.
Do you think when women say, I only hang out with guy friends, that they're almost feeling like they're withdrawing themselves from the competition with other women? Like they feel like women are competitive because they're competitive, and they have to eliminate women altogether because then that means they don't bring out their own competitiveness? Does that make sense?
I agree with you on that. I understand what you're saying with that. Now, like I said, I've had what I considered to be friends until they did something that I just couldn't deal with. And I'm like, you know, you can call me, but we don't talk to each other every day. It's not a friendship like that. But I'd do anything for them. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, I'm not just going to make a female friend. It's not that. It takes a lot more for me to be your friend than just, you know, hanging out, talking on the phone.
Right.
Well, and I agree with you on that. I think that the danger in it saying, well, I'm not friends with any women, I'm only friends with guys, is that you're taking specific toxic friendships that have gone wrong and lumping all women into that. And I think you're missing out on some of the best friendships of your whole life. I will never be able to be happy in my life without girlfriends.
Hang with you. See, you cool. You cool people. I can hang with you. Women, no. We can just be associates, okay? Because friendship is a big word to me.
Right.
Well, I can hang with Melissa and Jen. They're cool. They're cool people.
Yeah, all right. And this is not necessarily a reflection of her, because she was saying hers is a little different, but I think it's also kind of arrogant. If a woman says that she is not going to hang out with other women, she's presenting herself as she's above all other women, that she does not get catty herself. She does not, you know, do some of the things that she blames other women for.
Well, isn't that a catty move in itself?
Yes.
Saying that totally you won't hang arrogant. Out with other women
yes.
because they're too catty is kind of a catty thing to do.
Absolutely. And you're a reflection of what you hate in other women.
And then you're hanging out with guys, crabbing about the women you're not hanging out
yes.
with.
Yes.
What?
Just the whole, like, I feel like I'm trapped in Oprah's head.
What do you mean?
Just with the girls going back and forth and catty and woman calling. But listen, I am not catty, and I'm not going to say I'm catty, but friendship is a big word, and I will not be friends with somebody who does this, this, or this. I mean, I'll be an associate with them, but I am not catty.
Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Basically, my whole thing is that I have just, like, a very, like, strong personality, and, like, I have that problem of being, like, too honest sometimes. And it seems that my circle has just kind of evolved into an all-male circle. Like, most of the females that happen to, like, come around, just they either just, like, don't survive, like, their feelings get hurt or, you know, something. And
I don't survive.
Are
you survive my wrath.
Are you saying that you're too strong and the women that were in your social group can't hang with you because you're too strong a personality?
No, I said they choose to leave.
Okay.
Like, they just, and it's not just me. I mean, my friends all have, like, I mean, you know how you tend to kind of gravitate towards people who have, like, the same interests and such as you?
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe because we're more into, like, computers and stuff, and that is still, like, a very dominated, like, male-dominated field, you know? And so it's just, like, it's almost like an odds game where it's, like, there just aren't that many females in that specific thing. And so, you know, most females are just, like, bored with the conversation or get, like, bored with what we do.
You just said two different things. I'm sorry, Jen. You just said two different things where one, you feel like you're too honest and the women don't survive. And now you're saying that it's because they're bored by your conversation. So,
well, I think it's a matter of both because it's just a matter of like interest and a matter of like personality.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just want to know how many of their boyfriends you slept with. No, I'm just kidding.
She's kidding.
I'm totally kidding.
Getting all catty. Now I understand why women aren't hanging out with women.
But I mean, I'm catty as just anybody.
But
Thank you. I'm
a perfect example. I'm a woman who speaks my mind and, you know, and says how I feel. And I've got plenty of female friends. I mean, it's just you can't just take one woman and her personality that you didn't mesh with and blame all women for it because women are just as complex. You know, there's a variety of women out there. So you can be friends with a strong-headed woman or a woman who does, you know, resign herself to being this, you know, stupid girl in front of guys. I mean, then there's a whole range in between.
Hey, Laura, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment about all the women calling women catty and how they wouldn't be friends with other women. I just wanted to come in on the other side and say how women, I think, are wonderful. I have, you know, a group of girlfriends that we've been friends since we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And when any of us gets married, when any of us have had babies, I mean, we come over each other's houses, we cook casseroles. When someone's sick, we clean their house.
See, I'll give you the opposite, though. I've seen a lot of women groups that have known each other since they were in high school, but they're still very competitive with each other.
But go ahead, because I want to respond to Bert.
Okay, I just want to say that, don't get me wrong, you have that, but you have that with men as well. I mean, men, you know, will go out, buy a car, show it off to his friends. I don't think that there's a difference between the sexes. There might be a different way that women might be a little competitive with each other.
I really do feel it's different. Like, if a friend comes over to my house with a brand new car, I really don't have the need to go out and get a nicer car than he does. But I think if in a woman's circle, if one of her best friends gets a nicer house or Am I speaking wrong?
No, you're totally right.
Am I out of turn?
100% accurate.
If it has more to do with lifestyle in a woman's case, I think you guys get more competitive with each other than men do.
But see, you just brought up you as a personal example, and then you're clumping women all together. If a friend of mine gets a better house than me, I don't get catty about it, and I don't want a better house. But I have seen men who need to buy as big a toy, if not a bigger toy, than his friend. So again, I think it's individual. I don't think you represent all men, and I certainly don't represent all women.
No, I do. I represent all men.
Oh, God, no, you don't.
That's for sure I don't.
And I think this is another point to make, is I think certain individuals are good in groups and certain individuals are not good in groups. I think certain individuals, whether they're male or female, can only handle friendships one-on-one. And I think when you put them in a group situation, they don't function well in a group, because I have had friends like that are great one-on-one. But you put them in a group of people, and then all of a sudden they become competitive. And it doesn't matter what group that is, whether that's a work group of people and it's a mixed, you know, it's co-ed, or whether that's a group of girlfriends, whatever. But some people should just stick to friendships one-on-one.
Agreed.
And other people can be really great and cohesive in a group and kind of change their role and be a little bit more fluid to go along with what the group wants to do. Other people are like, this is my way or the highway, and that's it.
The Burt Show.
Susan.
Good morning.
Oh, it's almost over, sister.
Yeah, this is day 5.
Sister, it's almost there. We're almost done.
Well, but she waited over a year. 5 days. It was 5 days after a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Do you hate us?
No, not at all.
We have bent over backwards for you, sister.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We spent over an hour of airtime, 5 days, endless hours of time behind the scenes trying to find this guy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And we're this close right now. This close. All right. Jen, why don't you give us the 30-second version of when Susan called us the very first time. Yeah.
Okay. I think I can do this in about 30 seconds. Susan went to South Beach, Miami, Labor Day of 2003, and she's kind of a picky girl and doesn't really meet a lot of guys that she likes physically and kind of has, you know, this connection with them. But she meets this guy, George, on the beach. They meet and talk for about 10 minutes. She really feels a strong connection with him. So she gets his phone number. So then everybody, you know, finishes their Labor Day weekend, goes back to their respective places, and he goes back to Charlotte because that's where he worked in finance. And Susan realizes she doesn't have her number. So she gives us kind of a physical description of him, that he's got dark hair, I believe, that he was tall, really handsome, good looking, that he lived in Charlotte, worked in finance, had gone to Duke University, and they kind of connected because he had friends that lived in the Virginia Highlands in Atlanta. They talked about, oh, when I come down, we'll have to get together, yada, yada. She doesn't have the number, and she's been thinking about this guy for a year straight. How'd I do?
Pretty good.
What'd I miss?
The only thing you missed was we got a couple of leads that told us that George wasn't really in Charlotte. He was in Arizona.
Exactly. We did hear that from some people here in Atlanta that were listening to The Burt Show.
So we started following those leads, and Tracy over the weekend really got to be like all private investigator about it. And we thought this thing was going to wrap up yesterday, and then Tracy walks in here yesterday and told us this.
To thank Jennifer and Judy, who happen to be George's really good friends, so they helped me out a lot. I tried calling George, but nobody was answering, and I guess it was because we realized it was probably 4 o'clock in the morning in Arizona at that point in time. But I left a few messages, never got a return call. Finally, last night, I called and I spoke with George, and he does remember Susan.
There we go, really? Susan.
Right. Well, I will tell you, Susan, he remembers giving you his phone number, and he's very disappointed that he didn't hear from you.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes, it's a very good thing. I asked him if he would come on with us this morning, 9:30 in the morning, because we figured 3 hours behind. I thought, you know, I know it's a pain to wake up at 6:30, but it's the only time that would kind of work best for both of us. And he tells me, you know what? 9:30 your time, 6:30 my time won't really work for me. How about I just stay up till 3:30 in the morning and talk to you guys Tuesday morning at 6:30 in the morning. But then the other thing is he said that he couldn't come on with us this morning because he had stuff going on this morning. So he'd come on with us tomorrow morning. So then I'm thinking he's either a bit of a partier, or he knew he wasn't going to be home this morning to call to be able to have this conversation with another girl.
Or maybe it's Columbus Day and he didn't want to wake up because he didn't have to go to work.
There you go.
That must be
all the banks.
No, because he's willing to come on with us at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow, which is not Columbus Day, so he would have to be going to work.
So that was yesterday on the show, and that leads us to right here.
Where's Judge?
Where's who?
Judge.
Judgy.
Oh, Jaji. Okay.
Judge.
All right, Susan, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, you've been thinking about it for 5 days. Have you been doing that thing where you, like, look in the mirror and you start, you know, like, pretending you're on the phone with them?
No.
Like, okay, what are my first words going to be?
I haven't practiced.
You haven't practiced in the mirror or anything?
I haven't practiced.
Okay.
Hello, George. Hello, George. Hello, George.
Hello, George.
Hello.
All right, here we go. Tracy just called him like 15 minutes ago, and he was up and
ready to go.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm nervous.
Boy, he better be a stud after all this time.
Hello?
George.
This is George.
Hi, George. George, you complete me. George, we're on the radio right now in Atlanta. I'm Bert, and this is Q100, and this is Jen Hobby and Melissa Carter and Jeff Dollar.
Hey.
Hello.
Great.
Hello.
Hey.
And we have Susan on the phone with you.
Hey, George.
Susan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Sorry.
A little early in the morning out here. I'm actually on the West Coast right now, but I was happy to get up to talk to you.
Oh, good.
We've got a lot of ground to cover with you, my friend.
All right.
Let's start from the very beginning. You do remember Susan, correct?
I do.
All right. Just to confirm that you are the George, go ahead and relay the time that you talked to Susan on the beach, just so she can confirm that that's exactly what happened, and then we can move on.
Okay. I guess it was Labor Day weekend of 2003. So a little over a year ago now, and we met in the afternoon and actually kind of met on two different occasions. We just met on the beach, talked for a while, and then she kind of found me later and asked me for my phone number, and I gave it to her. She put it in the phone, and that's kind of the last we've talked.
The sound about right, Susan?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so this is our George.
Yeah, that's him.
This is our George.
Oh.
Okay. Good God Almighty.
At this point, would you say hi to anyone and say confirm that anyone named George was the George?
No. I wouldn't do that.
So, George, the only thing we really had to work on here was that you were living in Charlotte,
right.
And yet you went to Duke and you're in finance. What brought you out to Arizona?
Well, actually, I've been in Charlotte for about the last 4 years working for a big company that's headquartered there but has offices all around the country, and I just... about springtime, I decided I was ready for a change, so I told my boss there that I wanted to move out west, and I really wanted to take some time off before starting my new job, so I was able to kind of negotiate a deal where I got a six-month leave of absence to just do some things I wanted to do this summer, and then start have a job waiting for me in Los Angeles beginning to start in November, so... end of April, I actually sold my condo in Charlotte, and I've just been traveling for the last 6 months, having a good time.
Nice.
You're just traveling around the country?
No, actually, I've spent most of my time, I spent about 3 months in Central America, a couple of weeks in Mexico, and a couple of weeks in the Caribbean, and the rest of the time, I've drove my car across the country and visited some friends and family and spent some time in some cities that I wanted to spend some time in the U.S. as well.
How did you negotiate that deal?
No kidding, yeah. Man.
Will you negotiate mine? Sorry, Bert. I won't be around for 6 months.
So this... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's definitely been a fun 6 months. And the last couple weeks, I've actually sort of settled down and started also looking at some things outside of my my current company just to test the waters and see what my other options were. And that's what's brought me to... Phoenix. I actually had an interview out here yesterday morning, and I'm still out here visiting some family and friends here in Phoenix. So that's why Tracy from your show called me this week and asked if I could be on yesterday morning, but it didn't really work out well considering I had an interview going on.
Oh. So you had to sleep so you could get up for an interview.
We had it totally pegged wrong,
yeah,
man.
Because
after Tracy told us about that, you know, you saying that, you know what, I'd just rather stay up. We had you pegged as this party animal, and you were going to be out all night, and you didn't want to go to sleep, or you were whoring around, or whatever.
Not that we were talking
honest,
about.
When she brought up the time for today, I had thought that since after my interview yesterday, I have some friends here in Phoenix, and I thought we were going to go out pretty big last night. And I was like, well, if I have a big night on Monday, maybe it would be easier to just stay up and call in versus get up super early on Tuesday. So it was part of the case, but the
makes
reason
sense.
why I couldn't call in yesterday was I had something
solid, very solid,
going on.
Very good.
You're perfect.
Your story checked out.
Susan, you made a wise choice.
I knew it.
Well, now, here's the question, because you haven't, I mean, obviously, if you've been traveling around, we're all curious, are you traveling with someone, or are you traveling alone, kind of discovering yourself in all these places around the world?
No, I've been traveling alone. A few buddies meet me at different points in my travels in Central America, mostly just to surf and have a good time, but...
Oh, yeah.
But, No women. Definitely single at this point. Still.
Okay, so
nice.
You didn't leave anybody back
Perfect.
In Charlotte either.
Nothing serious.
Okay, very good.
I think if Susan doesn't marry you, Bert will.
Right, you're saying all the right things. I want to surf with you in Costa Rica too, bro. Susan, let's turn it over to you at this point. You must have a couple of questions at least for George.
Not really questions. I guess I just wanted to tell him that...
I love him.
No. When I got your number on the beach, I thought I saved it in my telephone.
And I love you.
Jeff.
And I didn't, because I went to call you back later, a couple days later, and your phone number wasn't there. So I always hear the segment on Q100 where they do Love, Lost, and Found. So it kind of kept coming back to my mind, oh, I need to find George. So that's kind of what brought me here right now.
And I love you.
I'm definitely flattered, and I'm glad that we were able to hook up again. I wondered what happened down in South Beach. I never heard from you, but you know, I quit trying to figure out how girls think a long time ago, and there's definitely plenty of things going on in South Beach to keep me busy while I was down there, so I just figured, well, maybe I'll hear from her down the road.
Yeah, well, I knew you all were staying, when I talked to you on the beach, staying in Fort Lauderdale that last night.
Right.
So, but I just figured I would give you a call when we got back, because you had mentioned coming into Atlanta often on social visits to visit friends. So I just was kind of thinking, well, I'll call him later, and maybe when he's in Atlanta, we can meet out for drinks or something.
Right.
So you did feel some kind of connection there, because you said you were bummed the next day or the next week or whatever when you didn't get a call from her, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, she's a cute girl and looked great in her bikini, and I was hoping that we'd have an opportunity to spend some more time together down there.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were only with each other for 10 minutes, so, I mean, there's not much to go on except someone looking hot in a bikini. There's no harm here.
Right, and like you said, at the time I was still living in Charlotte, and when I lived in Charlotte, I used to... it was a lot easier to make the trip down to Atlanta. Sometimes I'd come from work, but for work, and stay for the weekend. But even when I didn't, I have a good friend. Their name's Scott Hargrove. He drives a delivery truck for Coca-Cola and knows a lot of people in Atlanta. I've just met a lot of friends through him over the years, and would come down every 2 or 3 months. But now that I'm going to be living on the West Coast, it's going to be a little more difficult trip to make.
So you don't have any plans in the near future to come to Atlanta?
Not specifically. I'm going to be starting work, it sounds like, probably November 1st. I do have some time, but hadn't had anything set up yet.
Susan, any plans to go out west?
I don't have any, no.
If we were able to pull a couple of strings with our friends at Delta Airlines and get one of you guys to fly to the other city for a weekend, would you guys be up for that?
I would definitely be up for it. I'm not going to be working here for about the next 3 weeks, and that would be a good opportunity for me to get out there both to see Susan and introduce her to some of my friends out there in Atlanta.
Yeah, because after all this, you're going to see each other again.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen.
Susan and George will be face-to-face, whether you like it or not.
So true. Aren't you guys hearing the OC theme? California.
Jeez, Paul.
I'm totally hearing it in my head right now. Your soundtrack. I'm sorry.
Susan,
because Susan's from Georgia and they met in Charlotte and he's in Arizona.
But he's going to California.
He's gonna be in California.
Hey, Susan, would it be cool if after the show I called our friends at Delta Airlines and see if we could get George back in Atlanta for
a
weekend?
That would be great.
Okay. Well, at this point, should we just put you guys both on hold and exchange phone numbers, and then we'll talk after the show and see if we can make that weekend happen?
Okay.
And this time, Susan, don't put it in your phone. Write it down.
I will. Okay. I'll write it down, or at least I'll call him so I have it in my log.
No. Phone log. Write it down.
Write
it down four different places.
I might lose it if I didn't.
Is there anything here I'm forgetting to ask these guys? We good?
No, because we're just going to, they're going to see each other again. I mean, we're
going to make this happen.
Yeah, we're going to figure out a way.
If we have to drive her out there ourselves, we will see each other again.
That's
all right.
Awesome. And kudos to producer Tracy for doing all the legwork and finding
them. Nice job, Tracy.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
really
Tracy.
Nice job. Okay, George, hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to all my friends in Atlanta and go Blue Devils.
Oh, man, you lost me with the whole Blue Devils Duke thing. No, we can't send you back to Atlanta now. It's Georgia Tech country. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Susan?
Yeah.
Big diehard Georgia fan.
Yeah.
Over there.
What's that? Well, I mean, I'm just protecting my people.
He's a little bitter right now. So, see, I told you, it would take him long to go over to
Tech. I'm ready to jump on anybody's bandwagon. Clemson this weekend wins, I'm on.
Point proven.
Hey, Susan?
Yes.
So what do you think?
I think it's great. I can't believe you all found him.
He sounds cool. Like
yeah,
traveling across the country in his car and going to South America, and he surfs, and he's taking time off to find himself. Man, that's cool.
That's kind of what I gathered, even though I spoke with him a short time. I'm a pretty good judge of character, and he just seemed very down to earth and just a very likable person.
Yeah.
So
he had a cute voice.
Yeah, and he's cute in person.
Right on.
All right.
Good job.
If this works out in some sort of romanticized way in my mind like it is
here
right
comes
now,
a woman's way of thinking right here. He's got him married already.
I've already got you married, and we better be invited.
Definitely. If that happens, I'll invite you.
Okay, yeah, good. Jen's picked out your cake, and she knows what color scheme you should have at your wedding.
We'll go shopping for bridesmaids, dress girl, okay?
I'm going to the beach for my wedding.
Okay, perfect. I planned a beach wedding. I can
Costa
help
Rica.
You out.
Here we come. All right, Susan, hold on 1 sec, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mikey, and this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It is the holiday season, the best time of year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making good decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there's one place where it feels good to be right, Prize Picks. A year ago, I couldn't even tell you what first down was. That was until my friends convinced me to start using Prize Picks. Now we get together every Sunday to discuss our lineups. It's so exciting, and it makes the game so much more fun. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast and secure. Prize Picks accepts most major payment methods, making deposits into your account quick and easy this sports season. Get in on the action. Prize Picks is now available in 45 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code BERTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code BERTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Calling up a woman because I was dating her daughter and her daughter wouldn't call me back. So I'm going to see if mom can help me out.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Mrs. Fmesher, please?
This is she.
Hi, Mrs. Fmesher. This is Brandon Knibbuck. This is Marlene's son.
Oh, hey, Brandon. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Is Nicole around?
No, she's not here right now.
Okay, because I wanted to talk to you without her nearby, because as you probably know, her and I went out and had
a date. I do know, yeah.
And that was more than 10 days ago.
Right.
And I've been trying not to be too persistent, but I'm getting the feeling that I'm being brushed off.
You know, I'm sure she's just busy.
Right.
I'm sure that's all.
Well, I've gotten, and I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of me, because it is hard to believe, but I've gotten brushed off more often than not. And the difference
I'm
is...
I'm sure you're very attractive.
and see, usually what happens is with the whole brush off thing, it's not that big of a deal, but with Nicole, I mean, my God, I just, wow, you know, like in all my 24 years, that's 2 hours, you know, just, wow, she was great.
Well, that is very sweet.
And so I'm wondering maybe if you can put in a word for me or a reference or a recommendation or,
I don't know if that would be a very good idea.
Here's what I know. We were supposed to go to dinner. We were supposed to have dinner. We were supposed to have some drinks, right?
Yep.
And then we were supposed to go over. My friend was having a party, and we were supposed to go over to his house and hang out. And then after the drink, she got like a phone call. I don't know what happened. She all happened in the bathroom, and she came out, and she said, I'm sorry, I got to go. And, you know, and then she called and thanked me, but she did it when she knew I wasn't around. And then I called her back, and, you know, I just know if I had another chance, you know?
I don't think you need to
worry
about
that. Is she, like, is she wowed by romance, like flowers every hour on the hour, or maybe what if, like, a poem and I call her, like, every 20 minutes and give her another line of the poem on her voicemail or something?
I would wait for, you know, I would wait for her to call you back.
I got to be honest with you. She, like, and when you make a list of the perfect person, the one you want to be the mother of your children... You know, like she had it all. She's so beautiful and so put together and so smart and so funny and so educated and so motivated and such a great job. And so, I mean, I was the envy of every guy, you know. I mean, the package, the beauty and the education, like you don't see that, you know.
You know what, Brandon? She's my daughter. She's a wonderful girl, obviously. But, you know, she's not perfect, you know. She's not all that fabulous, you know. I mean, you know, she's not neat, you know. For instance, you know, so that makes, you know, she's not
like
very neat.
Like isn't tidy.
That's not
important. I mean, what's important is the beauty and the education and the motivation and the vivacious. She loves living life, you know.
I know.
If she had the chance, she'd love living life with me.
Here's the thing. She's not that educated. I mean, she is. I mean, she is. But she, you know, like 3 years ago, she was going to take a year off from school. And, you know, that was 3 years ago. So, you know, it's just, don't build her up in your own mind, I don't think, to make it that, you know, don't put her on a pedestal.
I'm not building her up. And I got to be honest, I'm almost getting mad at you for putting her down. Like I need to defend her honor.
No, Brandon. I mean, no.
I mean, you're her mom, you know?
I know that. And I love my daughter and everything. I just don't want you to, get too worked up about this. You know, I mean, you know, obviously, there's other things, you know, that she's just not perfect about. I mean, her credit's not great, you know.
Right. You know what? The only thing that I'm a little nervous about.
Yeah.
And because I saw, you know, you can always tell the daughter, you know, look at the mom and you'll see what the daughter looks like deal. You know, so I did see a picture of you, and to be honest, you're not my type.
Well,
you're maybe a little stocky.
There you go. So let's just say that. Let's just say that that's what it is, okay?
Yeah.
That she's you know, going to be stocky like her mother.
Right.
When she grows up.
Like
that
you.
Help? That she's you know, going to be stocky like her mother.
Right.
When she grows up.
Like
that
you.
Help? You know,
stocky like you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right, stocky like me. So, you know, does that help you?
Yes,
know,
I'm no longer interested in her. And I have to be honest with you.
Well,
this is Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. And your daughter, Nicole, asked me to phone scam you because she's tired of the blind dates.
What?
This is all I've never met your daughter face to face ever. I don't know anything about her. And
okay, no, wait, this is not Brandon. So what you're saying is,
my name is Jeff. I'm with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. We're a radio station here in town, and we've just phone scammed you, courtesy of your daughter, Nicole.
Oh, dear.
Who doesn't want you to set her up on blind dates. And I'm supposed to make you say...
Yeah, I'm getting the point.
I'm supposed to make you say, I promise not to set Nicole up on blind dates anymore.
Okay, all right. I promise. What, Jeff, right?
Yes, I
promise. I promise Jeff / Brandon that I will not set up my daughter on blind dates anymore.
Ow! We will scam you.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Take control of your outdoor space with Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. The Pump and Go container is ready and easy to use. With the Pump and Go sprayer, you don't need to mix your own liquid, and you get up to 10 minutes of continuous spray. Save big on Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.